And many people will say, I have faith. And you ask someone, do you have faith? They say, yes, I believe. I'm believing God for this, I'm believing God for that. But what really is faith? Now you would think in Israel that many people there would have faith. They had God's laws, they had the temple, they had the worship in the synagogues each week, they had their prayers day by day. But did you see what Jesus said? In verse 9, he said, in Israel I've not found anyone with faith like this foreigner. The centurion was one of the Romans, one of the foreign soldiers who was there keeping peace, who was part of keeping the rule of Rome and the Romans over Israel. And Jesus says this man has faith better and truer than any person I have found in God's nation of Israel. And in verse 9 he calls on the crowd and he says, now look at this. The crowd who are following him says, think of this. Look at this man. If you want to see faith, think about this man. And so, this morning, what can we do as we look at these verses? We can say, look at the faith of this man. Our brother here is a builder. And when they're building, they got a measure to see they're doing it right. Is the wall straight? Or is it falling over? Is the foundation deep enough for the house to be strong? Have we made these rooms the right size? Are the doors big enough that we can get through them? You measure. And if it's wrong, the supervisor will say, take that bit away and let's do it right. Today we measure. We see what is faith according to the scriptures. And we can look at ourselves and try to understand. Have we got faith? True faith. Well, first, we look at his faith and see that it was a kind and generous faith. I've just got five things to say about his faith. It was a kind and generous faith. So Jesus was coming back from the place he was teaching. He was coming again into Capernaum, town of Capernaum, by the side of the Lake of Galilee, up there in the north of Israel. He had been teaching there. Now he comes back into the town. Seems to be the town where he was staying. We call him Jesus of Nazareth, but earlier we saw that he left Nazareth. He was chased out of Nazareth, chased out by his own people. And it seems that he then settled in Capernaum for a time. And that's where he goes back into now. Now as he enters, or as he comes in, there's a centurion who comes, or rather sends messengers to see him. Centurion, as I've said, a Roman soldier, over about 100 others. And they'll be there to keep the peace. That wasn't easy because the Jews did not like to be ruled by the Romans. Nobody likes to be ruled by foreign power. And so it was often a difficult job. But this centurion, he had a servant. And verse 2 tells us that servant was valued very highly. He was greatly loved and appreciated by his master. But this servant was sick and about to die. And the words used here and in Matthew, they seem to be telling us it was a very sudden and very terrible sickness that came upon him. It came with great pain, and quite quickly it was clear that the man would not survive. He was going to be lost. Now, what would you say if it was your servant? And I think many people would just say to their servant, well, you better just go now, or I'll call your people and they can take you away. Let your people take you, they can take you to the hospital, or they can take you back to their village, but it seems you can't serve me anymore. And they'd wash their hands of them and they'd just say, you go now. But this centurion, he said, I'm going to take care of my servant. He has served me well, I value him highly. Now let me serve him and take care of him. I care for him as one of my own. The centurion did what? He loved his neighbour as himself. He loved his neighbour as himself. Just what Jesus had been teaching about earlier. Cared for him as one of his own. The Bible says that faith will work out through love. It's in Galatians chapter 5. If you have faith, then it will be active in your life through love. And God's command is to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. If we love God, we'll love the people that he's made. And he's made every kind of people. Now this centurion, he didn't only love his servant, the one who was there for him to do good to when he's in need, but he loved God's people. See that in verse 4 and 5. When the Jews came to Jesus to speak about this man, they said he's worthy or he deserves this miracle. Verse 5, because he loves our nation. He has built our synagogue. It seems that, talking about the synagogue in Capernaum, the one that Jesus was preaching in often. This man, though he's a foreigner, he loved the people of God, and so he did something for them. He said, what can I do for God's church? In those days, didn't really use the word church, but God's people were meeting. They needed places to meet. And he said, what can I do for them? Let me build them a synagogue. So his faith showed itself in love for God's people, and it moved him to serve them also and to give from what he had. God we cannot see, but God sees us. And we can love him even though we cannot see him. And we can love him by serving his people. Now, God's people, all kinds of people. Some of them are easy to love, some of them are difficult to love. But we must love them because they are God's people. There's no salvation without the church. You can't love God and yet not really care about his people. It's not possible. So you've got to love God's people if you love God. So this man had a kind and a generous faith. His faith worked out through love. Now secondly, he had a faith that got over the obstacles. A faith that overcame the challenges. This year is the Olympic Games and it's in my country. It's in London. And nobody will win a gold medal unless they overcome the challenges. They do the training. They fight hard. When they have injuries, they work to get over them. When it seems that they can't raise the money to travel, they somehow find a way. They give everything they've got. They overcome. Now, there were many challenges for this man. He's a Roman. He's not a Jew. This isn't his nation. The Jews are foreign to him. And how can he believe that the God of the Jews is the creator of all things, is the true God? When he looks at the Jews, he sees a defeated people, a conquered people. The Romans seem to be the powerful ones. The Romans rule over the known world. These Jews are a lot of trouble. They're often rebelling, rioting, fighting against the Romans. How can these really be the people of God when there's so much trouble? And then this centurion, he's a man who deals with power. He commands 100 soldiers. How can he believe that Jesus is the Son of God? This Jewish preacher that he's heard of, but he's a preacher, He's not even a powerful Jew. He's a man who was a carpenter, Fundiwambao, Katikumji La Nazorayo. How can he believe that this is truly the one sent from God? There's many challenges to him having faith. And it's difficult for him to go and see Jesus, because he knows that the Jews and the Gentiles do not really mix. That the Jews would not eat with a Gentile. That they had laws forbidding them to have too close fellowship with them. But all those challenges, this man overcame. Probably he'd read the Jewish scriptures, and he believed that the God he found here was the true God.